Finally, we went up to Montmartre. Inside Zelli's, it was crowded, smoky, and noisy. The music hit you as you went in. Brett and I danced. It was so crowded we could barely move. The drummer waved at Brett. We were caught in the jam, dancing in one place in front of him. "How are you?" "Great." "That's good." He was all teeth and lips. "He's a great friend of mine," Brett said. "Damn good drummer." The music stopped and we started toward the table where the count sat. Then the music started again and we danced. I looked at the count. He was sitting at the table, smoking a cigar. The music stopped again. "Let's go over." Brett started toward the table. The music started and again we danced, tight in the crowd. "You are a rotten dancer, Jake. Michael's the best dancer I know."
"He's splendid."
"He's got his points."
"I like him," I said. "I'm damned fond of him."
"I'm going to marry him," Brett said. "Funny, I haven't thought about him for a week."
"Don't you write him?"
"Not I. Never write letters."
"I'll bet he writes to you."
"Brother, damn good letters, too."
"When are you going to get married?"
"How do I know? As soon as we can get the divorce. Michael's trying to get his mother to put up for it."
"Could I help you?"
"Don't be an ass. Michael's people have loads of money."
The music stopped. We walked over to the table. The count stood up.
"Very nice," he said. "You looked very, very nice."
"Don't you dance, count?" I asked.
"No, I'm too old."
"Oh, come off it," Brett said.
"My dear, I would do it if I would enjoy it. I enjoy to watch you dance."
"Splendid," Brett said. "I'll dance again for you sometime. I say, what about your little friend Zizi?"
"Let me tell you, I support that boy, but I don't want to have him around.
He is rather hard.
You know, I think that boy's got a future. But personally, I don't want him around."
"Jake's rather the same way."
"He gives me the willies."
"Well," the count shrugged his shoulders, "about his future you can't ever tell anyhow. He's a father, was a great friend of my father."
"Come on, let's dance," Brett said.
We danced. It was crowded and close. "Oh, darling," Brett said, "I'm so miserable."